From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a spat with co-workers can get uncomfortable, especially when the co-worker is a fellow U.S. senator. John McCain versus Barack Obama, dueling letters.
But first, the ongoing controversy about those Danish cartoons of Muhammad that have incensed millions of Muslims around the world. Denmark's prime minister today said protests over the drawings constituted a global crisis, and he appealed for calm.
But in India today, outraged protesters threw stones at police during a demonstration in Srinagar against the cartoons. In recent days, there have been similar protests in several Muslim countries, including Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iran, which imports about $280 million worth of goods each year from Denmark. Iran now has severed trade relations.
Joining us now from Copenhagen is BBC reporter Julian Isherwood. And Mr. Isherwood, we have trade boycotts of Danish goods, Danes being advised to leave Muslim countries for their own safety, international denunciations of the Danish press. How are people there in Denmark reacting to this?
Well, I think Danes have become very bemused about this, to be quite frank. First of all, I think they're very afraid. I think Danish industry is very worried. But I think Denmark in general is rather bemused. I mean, these were 12 cartoons that would, under normal circumstances, be a perfectly normal part of the Danish debate. It wasn't expected that they'd go abroad. They were part of a very local domestic debate. The fact, I think, that they've developed as the whole issue has developed as it has made the Prime Minister, and I think most Danes would agree, think that this has now become an international crisis of a clash of cultures between the Muslim countries and the West that has gone far, far beyond the caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad.
So do most people now support the publication of the cartoons, or do they think maybe they should never have been published?
Well, I think this is on two levels, you see. On the one hand, there's complete freedom of expression in Denmark, unless, of course, you break the law, the blasphemy laws, which caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad do not actually come under. So on the one hand, Danes absolutely, and a vast majority of them, 80-90%, support the fact that Jyllands-Posten, the newspaper, had the right to publish these cartoons. On the other hand, I think in the light of what has gone on, they probably feel, and the latest polls suggest that they feel, that this was not the right time in international affairs with the things going on in Iraq and Afghanistan and places like that. This was probably not the right time to publish precisely these cartoons.
Now, these cartoons were first published way back in September, and they came to prominence internationally because of a group of Danish Islamic clerics. Tell us what happened. Tell us about their role in this.
Well, basically, I think they felt that there are some relatively extreme imams in Denmark. And when they saw these caricatures, they felt that as part of an integration debate, there's a rather large debate on integration in Denmark regarding the Muslim community being integrated into Danish society. And they felt that this was really the last straw and that they wanted an apology from the newspaper. Over and above that, we had the situation where 10 or 11 Muslim ambassadors wrote to the Danish Prime Minister and said, look, this is going to develop, this issue. We need to speak to you. We want to talk to you to figure out how we're going to get out of it. And the Danish Prime Minister refused to meet them. And I think these two things together meant that the ambassadors went back to their governments and said, look, the Danish Prime Minister refuses to meet us. And these Muslim clerics traveled to Egypt, among other countries, to sort of raise a campaign against these caricatures. And I think that prompted then the Saudi Grand Mufti, the sort of top priest, to say Denmark had to do something about this. They had to censure the newspaper, which, of course, the government couldn't do.
And we see it continuing to play out in the Muslim world and elsewhere. Julian Isherwood, a reporter for the BBC in Copenhagen, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure.